Leon's collar won't turn around.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Sam, I just don't know what to do.
Why don't you start by getting off my foot?
Oh, excuse me.
What's your problem now, Leon?
Well, just don't know what to do. This little old church out there close to Alpine wants me to preach for them next Sunday.
Well, that's great, Leon. That's just what you've been wanting. What's the problem?
It ain't Baptist.
It ain't? What is it?
Methodist.
Well, now, Leon, if it's a preaching job, what difference does it make?
Well, lots of difference. I don't know what they believe in.
It ain't no different, Leon. I don't think.
That ain't what Uncle Seedy says.
He said there's a difference?
Well, sort of. He said if you call on a Methodist to pray, he'll say, here's $50.
Yeah?
And if you call on a Baptist for $50, he'll say, let's pray.
Well, that is different. What happened to their regular preacher?
Got fired. They told me why, but it didn't make no sense.
What happened?
Well, he went to dinner at one of the members' houses a couple Sundays ago.
Yeah?
And during dinner, they asked the preacher if he'd like some more corn, and he passed his glass.
Passed his glass? I don't understand that either.
Well, I sure better use my fork, I'll tell you that.
Hey, Jesse, you know what's the difference between a Baptist and a Methodist?
No, I don't. What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you was telling me a joke.
No, we want to know.
Well, there ain't any, I don't think, except some Methodist preachers wear their collars backwards.
You mean the tie hangs down the back?
No, Leon, they don't do
Leon,
that.
Leon, wear a turtleneck sweater. They'll never know the difference.
I bet I could just cross my galluses. Sam, you know that old man farms them bottoms up there north Uncle Seedy's place?
Yeah, I know who he is.
He joined our church the other Sunday.
I didn't know he'd ever seen the inside of a church.
That's what Aunt Reese said.
Well, he's kind of a rough old guy, all right.
Aunt Reese told our preacher when he went to baptize him, she didn't believe one dip would do it.
Oh, she did, huh?
She said they ought to anchor him in deep water overnight.
That ought to do it.